This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest of mine, and he told us many times before on the show that they were going to dig themselves out of a hole, become very proactive, and make things happen. Well, the truth has come to pass, and it is the truth. We're talking about no other than BioLargo, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. Just to give you some metrics, third quarter revenues were $534,000. That was up 93% compared to last year's 2018 revenue rate, 53% up on the nine-month run rate of $1.3 million. And with us today is the chairman and CEO and president of the company, going to bring us up to speed and up to date, Mr. Dennis Calvert. Dennis, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure.
You know, BioLargo has made a significant commercial stride in 2019. That being said, let me congratulate you on the Clean Tech Company Year of the Year Award for BioLargo's your last, Thursday? I think they gave you the award. Tell us a little bit about that. How did that come to pass?
Yeah, it was just such an honor. Clean Tech Company of the Year for Southern California, right?
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And it's by Sustain SoCal, formerly known as Sustain OC. And this is a trade group that represents about 250 members. And it's really interesting because the leadership in that is really six big companies. I mean, it's a big group. And all the who's who of sustainable companies in Southern California are part of that group. And then on the smaller side, the up-and-comers, right, the people with great ideas and now building becoming a big company like us, represent probably 30% of their portfolio. And so, yeah, it's a really cool thing. We were asked to be part of that trade group a few years back. And as they say, we keep showing up and we keep showing up prettier and brighter and smarter every day the further we go. And so I think I'd say the momentum, you know, just a year and a half ago, we were named Innovator of the Year.
Right.
And then to watch these innovations turn into commercial stride and be validated and now generate revenue and watching the adoption cycle. You know, as we say, everything that we've done is now really validated to be true and have a significant opportunity ahead. That doesn't mean we're done. It just means we've got the real deal. And the real deal means that it's just a matter of time before it finds adoption. And we think it's all over the world, by the way. So just the other day, somebody said, you know, you must really be proud. I said, well, I'm really proud of what we've done. But I got to tell you, I think we're just getting started. And, you know, so proud but not satisfied is sort of the theme, right? We got a lot of work to do.
I agree. Absolutely.
But I tell you what, it starts with great science, a mission for, you know, high impact purpose. And I think the other thing that's really, really critical, and one of the reasons we're getting so much recognition is, you know, you said dig yourself out of a hole, which is really kind of true. What happened is over the last 2 years, I'd say our small company took extraordinarily high risk. I mean, we really stretched ourselves. You know, our budget expanded by double. We went after targets that we thought we could succeed in that had not yet succeeded. So we plowed that investment dollars in. We grew our staff. We started the engineering firm. We cranked through the FDA. It took an extra 18 months and about $1.8 million extra, right? I mean, and so we did a lot to sort of push through the barrier to entry. And now as a result of those very high-risk investments, we're watching the fruit of those investments return in the form of market acceptance, adoption, revenues. I mean, it really is pretty classic. And, you know, we always knew, right? We always knew that technology would find its home. And so we're just anxious to really hit the hockey stick. And I think we're seeing the early signs of it, of course. I would say we're not there yet, but man, it's knocking on the door.
Absolutely.
And so we're anxious to really watch exponential growth happen in this company. We think it's right before us.
You guys just did a press release about your third-party verification of the CupriDyne Clean ability to control H2S. What does that mean for the company?
So yeah, H2S, right? Hydrogen sulfide. So this is a byproduct of decay in simple terms, right? And it's really common in a host of industries like oil and gas and well water and sewage, right? Wastewater treatment, landfill management. And so for years, we'd said, you know, we'd had experience, anecdotal experience in the field managing H2S, hydrogen sulfide. And so a whole series of events have unfolded where we just really focus in. And really, I got to give credit to Odor No More and our Cuprion Clean product, because they've experienced significant success in the marketplace, especially in the landfill management, mitigating H2S odors and the gas, right? And then with the addition of the engineering group, we finally got sort of some of this rounded out talent to really hone in and focus on its application across multiple industries. And so we hired a third party, Southern Air Solutions, which we do a lot of work with, did a little study and validated the fact that our Cuprion Clean is highly effective at an instantaneous and complete destruction of H2S on contact. Fast, complete, okay? And so now we have third-party verification. And the implications are pretty significant. This is third-party data that will allow us to go into these marketplaces and prove that our safe, gentle, environmentally sensitive product that's really affordable and easy to handle and easy to use is particularly effective at managing this very difficult contaminant. And so here's the deal. H2S has a whole series of issues. Number one, it can kill you. I mean, this is a really dangerous gas. And in concentration, it threatens human life. Okay, that's number one. Number two, Wow. Yeah, long-term chronic exposure is no good. Not good. You don't want to do that. So most techniques to manage H2S are focused on creating an environment where they balance pH and they try to stop the environment from creating H2S, which is sulfate, which is really a byproduct of sulfate reducing bacteria. This bacteria that grows in these spots of decay, right? We eliminate it. So on contact, we can destroy it, which is amazing. The other thing is H2S is highly corrosive, which means it literally will just take the insides of a pipe right out of it. I mean, it just etches it, okay? And then, of course, long-term exposure means that it can sour an oil well. So H2S is really common in the oil and gas industry. And I think this is one of those examples where the expansive use and the leverage available to us for a core technology is just being glimpsed. It's just a glimpse of what can happen. And we've got good examples, right? We signed a MOU with South Korea to export manufacturing to service Asia. We've got this distributor that's now selling and landed its first major accounts, working with all the big guys in the cannabis and hemp industry. And in each of those situations, our partners are investing capital to set up distribution manufacturing and see this product find its way. Well, H2S is another wrinkle that really has the potential of touching some major industries like oil and gas and paper and livestock production. I mean, it just goes on, and
Yeah, it sounds like you guys are finding more and more commercial applications for this product.
Yeah, we're really good at handling it, right? We know what it is. We know how to do it. We know how to do it well. We know how to dose it, make it safe. And now all of a sudden we have proof that we're tackling one of the most troubling gases and, life-threatening things that really affect industry. So, yeah, it's just awesome. We're pretty excited.
We got a little bit of time left, and I wanted to get to my last two questions. One, you are presenting at the LD Micro. What are your expectations?
LD Micro is a great event for us. You know, they do showcase OTC companies. It's funny, you know, last time I was there, I had one of the investors. He says, you know, everybody knows that you're the real deal, BioLargo, not me, right? Everybody knows that BioLargo is the real deal. And I say, well, yeah, right? It's like, of course. And they say, you know, it's just so hard, right, for these small companies to find their way out of the OTC and survive. And, you know, we've been at this a long time. And
right.
We've continued to build mass in our intellectual property. Revenues are finally climbing. It took us a long time. It took us a lot of money, right? But, you know, we knew all the way through that we would eventually land and thrive, okay? And so LD Micro is one of those spots where we really are a standout there. And so we get a lot of great attention. We've seen great response to our presentations. And it's just a way to get the word out. So, you know, our hope is that people will take notice, take a hard look at the stock. And we think at today's prices, with some of the volatility that we've experienced as we do clean up our balance sheet, pay off debt, raise money, and really situate ourselves for shifting from a survival into a growth mode, right? That's where we're at. We're going from survival into growth. That means his capital goes into expanding revenues, because we've had very definitive pathways to make money now with proven product and a great distribution channel and selling success behind us. So this is a great way to get the word out. And that's the whole point of the event.
I agree with what you just said. Before I let you go, what can stockholders take away from this interview going into 2020? What is your expectations?
Well, if you look at just the revenue growth, you know, we've about averaged 25% quarter over quarter growth for the last 3 years. I mean, it's pretty amazing. Now, the numbers are small. Yeah, the numbers are small.
I saw that.
And so the numbers are getting bigger. And so the question is, can we maintain that? And, you know, my answer is we've only scratched the surface. I mean, this company is just now hitting critical mass. We've got an adoption cycle well understood. We've got credibility. We're literally disrupting a market. And, you know, we're not a huge company, but we think we're going to be, okay? And so, number one, revenue and cash flow should continue this pace, if not exceed it. I'd like to exceed it. And that's probably a function of leverage, finding these relationships, and some capital to grow infrastructure, right? Number one. In the engineering group, my goodness, you know, we've talked about this PFAS. This is you know, some say it's a $50 billion market opportunity in the United States alone in the next year. And it's a problem. If PFAS is these fluorinated compounds that's stuck in the water. It's all over the news. In fact, this movie Dark Waters is out. You know, people should watch it. It'll really teach you a lot. And this PFAS is something that the EPA gave us a grant. We've got a solution. We're now scaling up. With the scale up, we need to prove that it's commercially scalable. We already know it works. And with that, the opportunity is just unbelievably significant. Same thing with our FDA. We've got FDA approval. Do some clinical work, get those products launched into the market with proof of value, right? And of course, our water company, we really want to focus on direct investment. It's got a number of clients, its first customers. You know, so I think 2020 is the year in which we really start to see hockey stick growth. We'll see some stabilization in our stock price. We hate the volatility. It's really put a lot of pressure on the company unnecessarily. And now that we're really able to look to the market and say, look, we've proven we can do it. We're going to continue to do it. And we're going to do more of what we've done already. Right. And so that is really bodes well for our investors and our stock value. So we're pretty excited about the future. 2020 is going to be a great year.
Dennis, I want to thank you for coming back on the show. Wish you and your family and your whole team over there happy holidays. My guest today has been BioLargo today. You can find them on the OTCQB. Look them up. Their ticker symbol is BLGO. Dennis, thank you so much. I wish you the best. You know, I've been pulling for you for years. And
I know.
You've never let me down. And you guys keep on doing what you're doing over there. And like I said, I saw you before you guys were in a hole. And now I think you guys can see the light through the forest.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's steady, as they say, right? We're steady for sure. We believe in what we're doing. So go BioLargo, right?
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.